that, then they're going to have the hardest time in this world. That's when my parents stopped. You know, like, they stopped teaching us shit. Like, they're Filipino, like, be white, be American. But I think for, you know, growing up as a, now, knowing what I know now, I want my kid to know about the Philippines. My parents go back and forth now all the time because my grandpa is by himself out there. But, like, they're like, why is grandma and grandpa going to the Philippines? Where are they going there? And so we show her pictures and, you know, videos, like, what it looks like over there. I mean, now there's technology. And there's Facebook. We have cousins on Facebook now. I'm like, that's your cousin in the Philippines. And you'll see them when we meet them. But before, it was like, I don't know what these people look like. I don't know who they are. And then you go there, and they're like, oh, I am the cousin of your mom, you know? And I'm like, okay. Cool. I'll remember you. But, yeah, I want to try to go back as much as I can.
So you feel like you're still a part of your culture, right?
Yeah. Definitely more so than before.
Mm-hmm.
I think now that I have a kid, it's like, fuck, man. Like, I really want you to know who you are. She built that altar with me. You know, we talk about ancestors. We talk about people who came before us, that built whatever was built for her to be here. And she gives thanks every time. You know, and so I think, like, for a four-year-old kid to go through something, you know, to understand things like that amazes me that she could retain all of that. But that's not just me and Rod teaching her. That's the community that we're surrounded with.
So that's why you guys are still over here.
Yep.
So cool. I think I have enough. So
thank you. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have any, like, you know, follow-up questions, just email me and I can definitely. I can do it online, too.